Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Christy Data, the creator of Career Adventure, and we're here today on a passion profile to talk to somebody who has made the jump into a vocation, a project, something that's really meaningful for them. And today we're talking to Josh Carey. Josh is sort of the case study for somebody who's making a leap into passion, who's made a big change in what he's been doing. So first of all, I'd like to welcome you to the call today, Josh.
Thank you, Christy. Thrilled to be here. Thank you.
It's such a pleasure to have you here. So Josh and I connected, and I learned a little bit about his business and where he came from. So maybe, Josh, you can start by telling us, you started your journey into entrepreneurship a little over a year ago. So how did you make the decision to start a business?
I'm currently married to Alicia, and we got married quite recently. But before that, we were both working separate jobs when we first started dating, and she was a live-in nanny in Connecticut. I was living in New York. Because of that situation, we only got to see each other on the weekends. As our relationship developed, you can imagine that got pretty old pretty fast. So yeah. We were trying to come up with a way that we could change our circumstances here and just kind of figure out a way that we could both work together from home and make some money at the same time.
Okay, great. So the business that you started together, tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it's a New York City pet sitting business called Alicia's Animals. And basically, we had, before we came up with that idea, I was working a few odd jobs. I was a server in a coffee house. I was a web designer. And I was also a pet sitter for another company. So slowly but surely, the pet owner and I started working together. He had asked me to help him improve his website. So we got rolling on that. And then over time, we started partnering in ways that I could help him just grow his business in general. And slowly but surely, I became sort of a partner with him, which was great. And Alicia and I were then looking for something we could do together. So I had spoken to the owner of that company and asked if my wife can come on board and enhance all of our situations here. And he said yes. So the three of us kind of became partners. That's where we learned the ropes of the pet sitting business. That's where I kind of enhanced some of my skills and talents at the same time. And this is what allowed Alicia and I to leave our other jobs and work together. And then over time, with that pet sitting business owner's blessing, we were able to open up our own pet sitting business, and that's what we've been running ever since.
Fantastic. So tell me, what has it been like working for yourself?
Working for myself. It's been nothing less than a curvy road. It's certainly a challenge, but I personally wouldn't have it any other way. I kind of like to think of it like a day-to-day roller coaster. You know, you have your anticipation going up the hill. You have your thrill, your relief, your fear, your excitement. You even seem to have your long wait on the lines. So it's a day-to-day challenge, and I absolutely love a challenge. I love learning new skills, and, you know, working for yourself, it's usually a one-man show, and, you know, you kind of have to figure things out as you go along, and I just love that challenge.
Great. You know, one of the things that a lot of people think when they get into entrepreneurship, they kind of know that it's going to be difficult, but I think every entrepreneur goes through some sort of challenging time. So what are the things that you know now that no one told you about starting your own business?
Well, you're going to work long hours, but the trick and the secret is to find something you are so passionate about, something you absolutely love doing, that those long hours don't even come into play or matter. I'll spend 10, 12, 14 hours a day at my computer and then wonder where the time went. So if you find something you're passionate about, clearly you're not going to mind putting in the time, and it'll make your days and your life go that much easier. So you're going to put in the long hours, and I would also say it's the decisions that you have to make. Again, because the buck stops with you and it's usually your operation, you have to make decisions one way or another. And that's not to say to make any arbitrary or quick, inappropriate decision, but learn to trust your instincts and make decisions and don't become frozen and paralyzed with fear or overwhelm. Because I've had many, many days where I'm looking at my to-do list and it's so big that I have no idea where to start. I don't know what to tackle. I don't know what to do first. So what winds up happening? I wind up doing nothing.
And I think that's an excellent point, because I know that I've struggled with that sometimes as well, the days where it's, you know, it seems so large, the thing, you know, they say how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time. You've
right.
got this giant thing that you're trying to accomplish,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it can feel very overwhelming. So that's a good viewpoint. Have you ever had a moment, and I think sometimes entrepreneurs do, in fact, I think this is the nature of entrepreneurship in some ways. Was there ever a moment where you felt like you were just up against a wall, that you weren't going to be able to achieve what you wanted to achieve with your business?
Well, absolutely. My recent project is an online training course for pet sitters, and it was a 6-month undertaking. And about halfway through, I realized that I was headed for disaster, and I was no way going to be able to make my launch deadline. And this was devastating. It turns out I was spending way too much time focusing on a trivial detail that, for whatever reason, just consumed me and occupied my time, so much so that, like I said, I turned around and I was way off schedule. So I couldn't progress with the plan that I had. So I had to be open for change. I had to figure out how I can still deliver the best quality piece of product that I can, but still deliver on time and make it work. So, yeah, I was way up against the wall and just made a adjustment, made some change, and really didn't focus on the trivial things, kept my eye on the prize, if you will.
Absolutely. And I think that's an excellent point as well. You know, the idea that when you're running your own show, you're going to run into these issues, and ultimately you're the only one who can get yourself out of them. So
mm-hmm.
being willing to sort of look at your situation and make the changes that need to be made in order to get yourself to where you need to go, that's a fantastic skill that I think most of us learn trial by fire.
Right. And of course, not everything is always going to be perfect, and it need not be. If you spend too much time on perfection, you're never going to get to where you want to be. Now, that is never to say don't put everything you have into it to deliver the best quality you can, but perfection is sometimes unattainable.
That's absolutely true. And so I know that since you started the pet sitting business, that you've had some other entrepreneurial ventures. You've talked about one of them a little bit, which is the training program for people who are looking at starting their own pet sitting businesses. So tell me about what else you have on your plate now as an entrepreneur.
Well, my time is currently devoted to three, I'd say, interrelated projects. It all started with a web design studio that I currently run. And then I was able to launch Alicia's Animals, the pet sitting company, with my wife. And then most recently, I've taken those two talents and skills, and now I've created this training program for pet sitters called Pet Sittingology. And that is basically an interactive online training program that teaches people how to start, effectively market, and perhaps most importantly, profit from their pet sitting business.
Great. So if other people wanted to follow your path, if people wanted to create their own business in whatever market, pet sitting or not, what one piece of advice would you give someone getting started?
Take action. If you don't take action, you can't succeed, right? If you have the desire and you have the passion, you can succeed. You just have to go for it. You have to take the action and get it done. Start by envisioning the end result you want to achieve and just take small steps to achieve those goals, and you can't lose.
Fantastic. Well, I think that's about it for today, Josh. I appreciate you spending time with us today, sharing a little bit about your path to entrepreneurship and what you've learned. For people who are interested in learning more, you can visit the website at www.christydata.com to see the blog posts and additional passion profiles. And Josh, would you like to share your website with us as well?
Sure. My training course for pet sitters is petsittingology.com.
Okay. Thank you so much, Josh. Have a great day.
You too, Christy. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.